With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In Maine, the manhunt goes on. Lawmen searching for a person of interest in two deadly mass shootings in Lewiston, Maine. The wanted man, 40-year-old Robert Card, is said to be a trained firearms instructor. The gunman opened fire at two locations, a bowling alley and an eatery. Maine Public Safety Commissioner Mike Soschuk says that Lewiston residents being urged to lock up and stay inside.
A vehicle, which was a vehicle of interest in this incident, was located in Lisbon, and we are now also asking residents in Lisbon to shelter in place.
The death toll is uncertain, but there are multiple casualties. Israeli tanks and troops crossed into Gaza overnight. Not the long-anticipated ground assault. This was a brief raid. The Israeli forces returning to Israel before long. Also at SRNNews.com, the new Speaker of the House dispensed with the usual celebrations and ceremonies surrounding the election of a Speaker. Republican Mike Johnson of Louisiana focusing instead on getting down to business.
House lawmakers on Wednesday elected Johnson as the 56th Speaker, capping more than 3 weeks of dysfunction and chaos on Capitol Hill. It's a stunning rise for the conservative Donald Trump ally and low-ranking member of the GOP leadership team, who is now second in line to the presidency. After weeks of disarray, the GOP demonstrated remarkable unity. All 220 Republicans who voted supported Johnson. Hours after Johnson clinched the gavel, the House overwhelmingly approved a resolution backing Israel in condemning Hamas. Edwin Mora, Washington.
A tentative contract with Ford, yet to be ratified by the rank and file, would give auto workers a 25% pay hike over 4 years. There is no deal yet with GM and Stellantis. On Wall Street this morning, Dow features down 77 points. NASDAQ features off 130. This is SRN News. Britain's education chief comes down in favor of parental rights.
In a declaration that American moms and dads can only dream of, UK Secretary of Education Gillian Keegan has sent a letter to all public schools ordering them to make all sex ed curriculum available for parents to see. Keegan says, quote, "No more excuses. This government is acting to guarantee parents' fundamental right to know what their children are being taught in sex and relationships education." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of the deadly Hamas attack on Israel, supporting the Jewish state has become a top priority for evangelicals in the leadoff Republican presidential caucuses in Iowa, now less than 3 months away. Since the October 7th attack, Iowa's evangelical pastors, faith leaders, and rank-and-file caucus participants have been looking more closely at candidates' statements. Former President Trump gets much credit for his record while in the White House. This is SRN News. The U.S. Postal Service not immune from the crime wave that has swept the country in the past few years.
The USPS says law enforcement officials have made more than 600 arrests since May of criminals who stole mail and robbed postal carriers. Letter carriers are on edge after nearly 500 of them were robbed last year. Criminals increasingly targeted the mail to commit financial crimes like altering checks to obtain money. The announcement on Wednesday came against a backdrop of rallies by the National Association of Letter Carriers across the country in recent months. They're calling for better protection of carriers and harsh punishment of criminals who rob them. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Automaker Stellantis plans to invest $1.6 billion in Chinese electric vehicle manufacturer Leap Motor. It's a partnership that aims to expand the Chinese EV maker's global sales. More details, SRNNews.com.